Texas takes pride in being one of the most business-friendly states in the country. It mandates no minimum wage for the private sector, and the legislature has made it illegal for cities or towns to pass their own. In San Antonio, a church-based organization is taking advantage of a loophole. It's pushing what it calls a living wage for county and city employees. From San Antonio, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It's a warm, humid September morning as a mixed-race group gathers in front of the steps of San Antonio's stunning historic City Hall. A mariachi band shows up in full regalia to play and sing and sweat. It's 8 a.m. It's a little early for a party, but that's what's going on here. After a year of intense organizing, this organization with the unwieldy name of Communities Organized for Public Service Metro Alliance is celebrating an impending San Antonio City Council vote that will mandate a $13 an hour minimum wage for all city employees. Draped across the steps of City Hall is a large group of smiling faces.
Good morning. My name is Juanita Ramos Martinez. I am a member of St. Bonaventure Parish, and I'm a proud leader with COPS Metro Alliance.
COPS Metro is a part of a network of church-based organizations across the country called the Industrial Areas Foundation. It was started during the 1940s in the back-of-the-yards neighborhoods in Chicago by well-known organizer Saul Alinsky. So these church-based organizations aren't focused on issues like abortion or marriage. Instead, they teach religious and lay leaders how to use the grassroots power of the collective churches to hold politicians accountable.
For me, it's not politics, it's justice. And asking for a decent wage is not unreasonable.
For 20 years, Father Walter Dinina has been the pastor of Sacred Heart Church in San Antonio. The Belgian priest says he does sometimes get grief from conservative Catholic priests for his participation in what they consider to be a leftist organization. But Dinina says he's following in the footsteps of Pope Francis and refuses to concede that advocating for the economic well-being of his parishioners makes him a liberal.
Conservative. I consider conservative too, but I, you know, care for what people need. That's being conservative. That means no looking for your own self. You look for your neighbor.
But in Republican-dominated Texas, it's more than just conservative clerics that COPS Metro leaders have to react to. The prevailing political culture for the last 25 years has favored employers, not workers. Economist Dr. Vance Ginn is with the influential conservative think tank, the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
Texas doesn't have a minimum wage. In addition, in state law, cities and local jurisdictions can't set a minimum wage for the private sector. And, you know, I'd like to question whether or not the 13.3% increase in the minimum wage in San Antonio for those government workers, are they providing a 13.3% increase in value?
COPS Metro knew that proposing a living wage for city workers meant swimming upstream. So they started off slowly by informing themselves, by doing the research. Rosa Arojo Iracheta is a leader at St. Philip of Jesus Catholic Church.
And we found that a family of four would have to make $19 an hour in order not to be able to qualify for services of the government like food stamps.
That's $19 an hour for one city worker to keep a family of four above the poverty line in San Antonio. While everyone thought this was a wonderful idea, the leaders also knew that asking the city council for a minimum wage of $19 an hour was never going to fly politically. So COPS Metro tried for $15 an hour instead. It didn't matter. The San Antonio City Council told them to forget it. There wasn't any extra money, not for that anyway. City Councilman Ray Saldana.
City Council was worried about whether we should take something on like increasing wages for our civilian city employees at the same time that we were having discussions with our police and fire on their contract.
The San Antonio City Council was a dead end, so on the advice of their organizers, the church leaders pivoted and approached the county commissioners instead. Would they agree to pay county workers a base of $15 an hour? Again, the answer was no. But after the church leaders filed out of the meeting, frustrated and discouraged, one powerful county commissioner, the former San Antonio mayor, Nelson Wolf, quietly began making his own inquiries. He began sidling up to the janitors and other service staff, asking them how much money they made.
I started just quizzing them in the elevator. What are you making? I'm making $7.50. How long you worked here? I've worked here for 3 years. They would tell me what they were making. They didn't gripe. They didn't complain. And I thought, wow.
It would cost the county millions, but the highly respected mayor, Nelson Wolf, brought the other commissioners around. Not for $15 an hour, but $13, then $14 next year, and finally $15 an hour in 2017-2018. And with that victory, Cops Metro turned back to the city of San Antonio and said, if the county can do it, so can you. It took months and included a massive voter registration campaign, which increased turnout in the targeted districts by as much as 30%. That got the city council's attention. By fall, they'd lined up the 6 votes they'd needed.
Today, we are here to celebrate how far we have come.
On the day of the vote, Cops Metro leaders streamed en masse into the council chambers to hear St. Leo the Great Catholic Church leader Minerva Cruz congratulate the city council.
Your vote today in support of $13 per hour minimum wage is an important milestone.
Cops Metro says they're far from done. Their next target, the San Antonio Hospital District. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, San Antonio.